views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. You're with Angels and Answers. And it is a beautiful cold day out here in New Jersey.
It sure is.
And last night, Alona and I, my assistant and very good friend, very dear friend, we went to see the Book of Mormons yesterday.
I know.
And it was so funny. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, if you want to see a really, really good show, guaranteed great time and laughter, you got to see the Book of Mormons. And I saw it. Oh, my God. I didn't even I remember the gist of it, what it was about, but I didn't remember the details of it.
Yeah.
And I think I really liked it a lot more this time. And the thing is, I know that they had to change the lines a little bit from last time because they did some up-to-date stuff. Within the show, which is really cool. And
well, as they go on, they do make the play better.
Yeah. Well, they did, you know, and the messages with the Book of Mormons and how this one guy wanted to preach the word of God, preach the word of Jesus. And he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And they got these missionaries were sent to Africa. Everybody else got like nice exotic places, and these two guys had to go to Uganda. They go, Uganda? We have to go to Africa. And so one was a bumbling fool, like, you know, Abbott and Costello, and then the other one was this young, handsome, pretty boy, and it was just very funny. And
Did they show you that they had multiple wives?
No. No, it was nothing about that.
Oh, okay.
Nothing about the Mormons and about their marriage life or anything. It was just about wanting to preach the word of Jesus and God and all that stuff. And they did it so in such a funny fashion. And it was really, really good. And I did that for Alona's birthday.
That was so
and
nice.
And so that's why for
We're
all.
So happy that you did that for Alona. She's a sweetie pie.
Yeah, she really is. And I am one because, you know, I have a window cleaning business, as you know, window cleaning, power washing business, besides doing my spirituality stuff. And, you know, it takes a lot of people to make somebody successful.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you have to depend on a bunch of other people to help make you. You know, to support you. And it's so important, so important to show appreciation to the people who have made a difference in your life or as who have helped you in your life. And, you know, it is. It's extremely important. And, you know,
well, nobody wants to be taken for granted.
Nobody wants to be taken for granted. But also there is a flip side to that, too. If you keep on preaching to somebody overly too much, it gets in their head, and now they feel that they're bigger than what they are, or bigger than you.
Right.
And so there's like a balance to everything. And I'm going to give you a small example. And I've seen this happen with my other friends in their business. When I treat my guys, say, out to lunch, that's what it is. It's a treat to lunch. I don't do it all the time.
Right.
If you do it all the time and then you stop doing it, they expect it like it's their pay, and it's no longer appreciated. It's expected.
Absolutely. I agree.
So when you're doing something nice for somebody, you know, the people and yourself would 100% appreciate any acknowledgement.
Exactly.
And that's what people love even more than money. They love the fact that they're being appreciated, and people will perform for you, and they'll do better for you. And
they appreciate you more.
Yeah. And when you are making somebody do something out of fear, or, you know, you're
terrible.
Yeah. Where, you know, you're always acting angry to them. You're never satisfied. And,
right.
Or there are people who will cut you down in money because, and I've done this, you know, I've worked for 21 different people in my life before I've had my own endeavors. And I'm talking since I was 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I paid attention to all my bosses. I really did. I paid attention to how the bosses are. I paid attention to how the customers are and what they want, what everyone expects as a helper, as a boss. And I really, really paid attention. And I feel like I took the best attributes from every side and give everybody what they want or what they need. But yet, you know, there were times when I was being so giving to my helpers, where all of a sudden they try to take more than what I felt they deserved. And they felt they deserved more than the other helpers or whatever, whatever. And I had to step up my game and become strong. Yes, I'll give you slack. I will definitely give you slack. But as soon as I feel somebody is taking advantage of me or taking advantage of a situation, I pull those reins really tight.
Yes.
And they might not like me, but I rather them respect me,
right,
and respect the situation, because that's when you have control.
Yes.
But when you're just giving and giving and giving,
they expect.
And then they show up late, or they end up taking control of deals, or they don't show up at all, or, you know, and then all of a sudden they want more money for doing the same work or for doing less. You know what? Everyone, as Jackie Mason would say, everyone should be on commission. That's it.
This is true.
He said, put the government on commission. He says they only get what they perform. If they don't give to the public or pull through what they say,
well,
then they get
broke.
Better. And I got news for you. I really do. I feel that same way with all professional ball players.
You know what? You know what really burns my butt? A flame about the side.
That's
no.
Right.
Those ball players make millions of dollars. Millions.
Yeah.
I've never seen things like $175 million for a baseball player. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, for a baseball player to play a game.
It's that not, he's enjoying to death.
Right. It's not like you just cured cancer.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's not
it's
like
baseball,
it's
guys.
Not right. It's entertainment, you know, and it's not like you're taking care of 55 children.
Right.
And that you're putting together a community for people. You know,
I don't get it.
They buy more bling bling, bigger cars,
right.
Fancier houses.
Right.
They get their little hose and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
And the funny thing is, you want to know something? I'm not going to mention the name, but when I was in Florida, when I was 19, 20 years old, I worked for a cleaning outfit. And we were cleaning the house of somebody very famous, which I'm not going to mention, a baseball player.
Mm.
And we found out it was in the newspaper, you know, during the same time frame while we were taking care of this famous ball player's house. And we found a lot of sexual objects
in
his house while we were with his wife and stuff like that. And then we found out that he gets picked up for soliciting to a hooker.
Oh, my
gosh. And stuff like that. And he was cross country. He wasn't even in Florida. He was cross country.
Oh.
And this is going back way back when. And so it's just amazing the lifestyle, what goes on behind closed doors.
You never know. Well,
you never know what people portray.
They have so much money that
it's like, what are you going to do?
What's next?
Right.
They've been to every thrill. They're thrill seekers. They can afford anything and everything. So what's next? What are you going to do next to make yourself happy?
You know what? I feel that for somebody who is so good at what they do and they are so consistent at making money at what they do, you know, people get bored at, you know, they don't appreciate the success that is naturally coming to them time after time after time after time again. Where the happiness comes from at that point is now teaching other people to do what you do.
Right.
So that you can help other people grow in their life.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the blessing is. After you've already accomplished, after you've already made more money than you know what to do with,
right.
And that you're not worried about competition or worried about this or that, you know, and then what happens is that a lot of people that when they make all this money, all right, their kids are born into it, and then they don't appreciate it because they didn't have to bust their ass like you did
right.
to get to where you're at.
And they trash it.
And then they trash it, or they spend it, you know, foolishly or whatever. But like I said, when you make that kind of money, you know, if you really want to feel a fulfilled life, like imagine that if you were to die and go to heaven the next day or the next month or whatever, you know, what did you do for human mankind? What did you do to make a difference in other people's lives?
Right.
That's where the blessings are.
That's right.
In life.
Absolutely.
You know?
I say that every day. I said that today to a bunch of people.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I said, it's not what you receive. It's what you give. Because when you give with your heart the way you're supposed to, you receive so much back. And I'm not talking about materialistic things, but just that love that comes from other people, that respect, that kindness. When people look at you, they say, wow, that's a really good person. And to me, that means more than money.
You know what? When the time comes and you have to, you know, you cross over and we meet our maker and we're with all the saints and angels, they're not going to say, how big was your car?
Right.
They're going to say, how many people did you give a ride?
That's right.
And then when you have a big, beautiful home, they're not going to say, how big was your house or how nice was your house? They're going to say, how many people did you let inside your home?
Absolutely.
How many people did you allow into your life and how many people did you help while you were doing your life or doing whatever you're doing?
And with that, we have to take a break, my dear.
So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're...
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Better place for you. And
That our producer just played for us, and I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
I loved it.
That's
me
right.
Me too.
He must be psychic. He just knows what we want to play.
Wow.
What we want to hear.
We're rubbing off on him.
There you go.
See, oh, I know
if
it.
If he could do it, anyone could do it. All right, so now we have Sherry from Williamstown.
Hey, Sher, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Is Williamstown Pennsylvania or Virginia?
New Jersey.
Jersey.
Or is it Jersey?
You know what? Brian, can you get her to, so that we can hear her a little clearer? Well, she's very low.
Will do. Stand by.
All right.
But keep talking while I do that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Sherry, I feel like you're a very spiritual person. Hello?
All right, so let's – all right, so he might have cut her off just for the moment,
oh, okay,
but everyone else
okay.
can still hear us.
Yeah.
So Sky and I were very much so on the same page.
Yeah.
Either she is already doing work
right.
as a spiritual person, or she's trying to figure out how to do work as a spiritual person or
right.
trying to make money at it.
Right, right.
And or how to open up more.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's definitely on the right track.
She is on the right track, but she's looking for clarity, and she is looking for abundance, don't we all? But she's also looking for peace in her life, I feel. So now, when she gets back on, we'll tell her
hey,
that.
Hey, Brian, is she on now?
Yes, she is. Sherry, welcome back.
Hi, Sher.
I'm here.
All right, cool. So could you hear everything what we were saying about you?
I heard that I'm spiritual, looking for spirituality or clarification.
We know. Listen, I think that you are going to be very clear on what path you're going to take in spirituality, because there's no question you are going to take a path.
You need to start taking classes.
Right. In
all right?
Something.
Because Sky and I are both looking at our cards coming out very consistent.
Yes.
She has her set. I have my set.
They're coming out the same.
They're coming out the same. And so you really do deserve to be on a spiritual path, and you need to start taking classes to learn how to open up your heart and your mind and to tap into the spiritual world.
You are open to something. What is that? Are you open to spirit?
Oh, yes. I mean, I have a mother, a father, and a sister who passed away, and gosh, I want to be open to them.
Are you open now, though?
No, I guess I want to be open, but I don't feel it. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, yes. Because you know what? I did pull a card that says clarity, and that's what you need. I feel as though they're trying to connect with you and teach you, because they really don't want to leave you. They feel as though they don't want to leave you in the dust. And I feel it. They feel that you need them to continue your life.
Don't be afraid. I have a feeling fear is stopping you. You know, I just did a speaking not too long ago, and I said to everybody, you know, you say that you want to see your loved ones, you know, after they passed away, you want to see them come back. You want to see them come back through the door. I said, if you actually experience that, you probably drop dead yourself.
Right.
You know, so and it's true. But don't be afraid
right.
to open up. I have a feeling you're afraid, but it's there for you.
Oh, big time.
It's definitely there for you. And you can connect to spirit, but you got to start taking classes. That's my biggest advice.
And you know what? The truth. You've got to really be true to yourself, because with this is going to come an abundance of grace and contentment for you, and a lot of peace, because I feel like you're not peaceful right now, because there's something driving.
No, not at all.
Driving. What?
Not, I'm not peaceful at all.
Yeah, I feel that. And I know that when you come to terms with following a spiritual path, you're not only going to be happier, but you're going to find a lot of abundance and contentment and clarity in your life. Because right now you don't have any clarity.
See, the thing is like, I mean, yes, we 100% understand that you're going through a mourning process and there's a lot of grief, but the important thing is when we lose a loved one, it's about coming to a place of acceptance. As soon as you come to a place of acceptance, and not just losing a loved one, it could be on anything, but when you come to a place of acceptance of something that's so horrific, when you come to that place, that's when your heart could start to heal, and that's when you could start to grow.
Right.
If you remain bitter and angry, you're going to stay stuck and you're going to stay lonely. You're going to stay miserable. And so it's very, very important for you to start opening up. And the more you explore into the spiritual world and start opening up your gifts and meeting other people who are of the same like mind, you're going to feel, your heart is going to feel more fulfilled, and you're not going to feel so anguished or alone or bitter.
Are you dreaming of them a lot?
I fall asleep almost every single night talking to them, asking them to come in my dreams.
Because they're present. I want you to know that. 1,000% they are present. And they are trying to open you up to see if you can understand how this works. Because I feel as though you're very confused about how this whole thing works.
I'm going to give you a small piece of advice. I want you, when you say you pray for them to, you know, come through or to come in your dreams, rather than doing just that because you're trying to control it, just ask them, can you please send me a sign? Send me a sign that I know it's you.
Yes.
And when you look at the clock, see if when you happen to look at numbers on a license plate or look at the clock, see if it's their birth date or when they passed.
I'm going to tell you something else. Invest like $4 in Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers book. It'll be
A great book.
It'll be the best $4 or $5 you ever invested in your life. Because when you see these numbers reoccurring, you can look those numbers up and you can actually get the message that they're telling you in word form. Okay? This is going to help you dramatically. I feel there's a big void in your life, sweetheart.
But as soon as, yes. I'm telling you, as soon as you start to open up, you're going to really feel a lot more peace of mind. You're going to see a big, big difference.
Yeah. And it's coming for you, because I even see you working at this. I see you working for other people. I see like you getting having abundance, like money from this.
Wow.
You know? Hello?
Yeah, no, I just said, wow, okay. I'm very open to it. My mother was a tarot card reader.
Okay.
And all right, so that's where and how you got the gift.
Right, and that's why she's bugging you to start opening up, sweetie. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Death is only the shedding of the coat. And actually, on the other side, you feel more alive than you did in this life.
That's exactly true.
Can you understand that?
I'm glad that they're healthy and better.
What, sweetie?
I'm glad that they're healthy and better.
On the other side. They're like teenagers over there right now.
Yeah, don't feel like you're alone, because they are, you know, very much so apart. And we strongly believe that you found your way to call us right now just so we could tell you. We're just igniting your mind to open up more. And so start looking at books and start looking at classes so that you could learn more about the spiritual world and how life really is, and not in the religious fashion, but in the spiritual aspect.
Right. Because spirituality is everything. Do you know what I do at night? I close off every light in the house and I sit downstairs in the dark and I go through all the rooms begging my loved ones to appear to me. They never do. But I'm begging them. Let me see you. One day I'll see them and I'll be so happy. And I said to them, I am not one dot afraid. If I could see you, I would be like jumping for joy.
Well,
I go to sleep every night.
But Sharon, listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
God bless you, sweetheart. And you will do great. God bless.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The Ancient Inca Root Vegetable Maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
And the world will be a better place for still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait.
Song.
That was a great song.
Oh, that is so to the heart.
So for all of you who are going through changes,
it's okay. We all are. We have a lovely lady from Dadeville, New Jersey named Christina. You there, Chris?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, honey.
Is it Bayville or it's got to be Bayville, right?
Is it Bayville or Dadeville?
Right. Bay, D, as in boy.
Yeah, Bayville.
Oh, okay. We got a typo here. Yeah. That's okay. No problem. Hey, listen, have you just come out of a bad relationship?
No.
Well, you're going to be. Are you in a relationship?
Were you looking for love?
No.
Really? This has to do with somebody through you.
Yeah.
It has to be somebody through you because we're pulling the same cards.
We're seeing a new birth.
Of a new relationship.
Yeah. I'm seeing a birth of a new relationship that is very, very tender and very truthful. And it's such a blending. It's such a blending with your spirit and the way you are. You're going to be like yellow and blue. You're going to be like green.
You want to know something? A lot of times let me speak for myself. I don't want to just say this for Sky. And I won't say a lot of times. There are times where I'm reading for somebody, but it's not the person directly who I'm
That's
talking
so true.
To. It happens to be the person closest to
yes.
you. Who's the one that's closest to you who's really looking for love but is not really finding love just
okay,
yet?
Okay, now it makes sense. Yes, absolutely, what you just said. Yeah, as long as it's the person closest to me, yeah, that's weird.
Who is that?
That would be my brother.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. He is about to embark on a rebirth,
major relationship
where he is going to be so head over heels in love, and his partner is going to be so over heels in love, or whatever the heck that is.
Overhead heels in love.
Yeah.
But he's definitely going to get married too.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because I saw that. And when we were off the air and we were pulling out cards, because it seems like he's the one who's mostly on your mind or who you're concerned about.
Yeah.
And that's why we probably pulled him.
I want to tell you something. I don't know if he's working right now, but I'm going to tell you something. He's going to be pretty financially secure. You know that?
Okay. No, I didn't know that. That would be great. Yeah.
He's going to have an abundance of love and abundance of money because
because you have a healthy life insurance. I'm only kidding. Just kidding.
You know why? Because he's compliant. He's a very complacent, compliant person. Am I correct?
Yes.
Like, he never gives you a hard time. He always looks at the pros and the cons and always goes your way and always says, I'll go like two steps backwards to help you or like that. Am I correct?
Yes, he is.
And he's very honest, too. He's a very truthful person.
Yes, he is in that. Yep.
All right. Now, I want you to know to tell him that he's going to be embarking on an amazing relationship. It's going to be like his soulmate.
As a matter of fact, the person who's going to end up being with, her disposition is very similar to his.
Yes.
Very similar. So it's not like he's going to be very fortunate where he's not going to be stepping out of his comfort zone. Like her demeanor, her style, it's just, you know, she's just like in the same color form, same zone as him, same shade as him.
They're going to melt together like one person.
Like butter.
Like butter on French toast. No, honestly, they're going to melt together. They're going to be like, oh my God, you're going to say, these two are absolute soulmates. I'm so happy. And I feel that you're going to be extremely, extremely happy for him because you love him so much.
Is this like in the near future or wild from now?
I feel like it is in the near future. Is he with anyone now?
Well, he's having a hard time with somebody, so I don't know if it'll be the rebirth
very
of her or a new.
It's going to be somebody new. This isn't the one. But no. He's actually going to be hooked up. I'm getting like
6 months.
Within a year. I'm getting within a year's time. I don't know if it could be 6 months. I said within a year's time.
Yeah.
It could be next week. But I said within a year's time. So that's what I'm feeling. She's saying 6 months.
You know what? He's going through a rebirth right now. And with that, I mean, like, remember the beginning of the conversation, I said, are you getting out of a bad relationship? Well, that's what What?
Yeah, that's exactly when you said that. That's actually him. So.
Yes. Well, you must have him very much on your mind and you must love him very much.
Yes.
But look at this. He's going through I'm looking at the angel card. He's going to go through a transformation.
And look at mine.
Don't worry about it. Just tell him, you know what?
And everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Your common expression to him, and this too shall pass.
Yes.
But he's going to be very happy when all this crap is over.
You know what? You have to get him through this because, like, he wants to, he doesn't want to, he wants to, he doesn't want to. He's afraid that he's wasted a lot of time. Am I correct?
Yeah, actually, I mean tears.
Aww.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Look, tell him what he's coming into. It's like he's winning the lottery.
You know, people who say, you know what, I've invested all these years, or I invested so many months, or whatever.
Right.
Chalk it up as experience because who somebody is to you at this time, all right, that's who they are to you. But it doesn't mean that you're going to grow in the same direction and feel the same things.
Correct.
You know, they serve their purpose to you at that time for a reason.
Right. It's a learning process.
It's a learning process. But right now we have to go to a commercial break. And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Call back and we'll give you a reading next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Have your brother call us and we'll talk about you.
Maybe I will. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Take care. All right, everyone. Stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams.
Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
When it's love you give,
I'll be your man of good faith.
In love you live,
I'll make a stand, I won't break. I'll be the rock you can build on. Be there when you're old, to have and to hold.
When there's love inside, there's a reason why.
I'll prove to you we belong.
I'll be the wall that protects you from the wind and the rain, from the hurt and the pain.
Yeah,
hey. Let's make it.
your feelings show.
When there's someone that you want, when there's someone that you need,
let's make it all.
All right, everybody, welcome back with Angels and Answers. You're with Sky and Artie. And we never got a chance to really tell our number just yet.
Right.
So if anybody wants to get a private reading from myself over the phone or in person in Woodbridge, New Jersey, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 and check out my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com, and check out my videos, and you're allowed to like it. You're supposed to like it. And my posts that I do every day, I send out a lot of inspirational posts every day. And for Sky?
Yes. And if you'd like a phone reading, or if you'd like to come to my home, or if you'd like me to visit you, my number is 908-500-1474. I'm very flexible. So, you know, I usually ask my clients what's best for you. If you live really, really far away, like in another state or something, let me tell you, phone readings are so accurate. They're just as accurate as you being in front of me, honestly. And in fact, when you call to make an appointment, I already know what's going on. So feel free to give me a call. And my webpage will be open very shortly. I am under construction. I know I've been telling you this, guys, for a year.
And a half.
I'm telling you. Yeah. But there was quite a mix up with the people that were doing it, and they're all gone now. And now it's with someone else who is a master creator. And this webpage is going to be worth this long, grueling wait. So if you'd like a private reading again with me, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like to call us and get a mini reading right now, our number is 1-800-930-2819. So you can call us up and get a mini reading for free right over the phone with our very talented Artie.
Ta-da.
And myself.
Yeah, we do parties and events.
Yes.
And weddings, funerals, and bar mitzvahs.
You know something? I'm going to tell you something, folks. I have found out that at showers, wedding showers, I have been hired for a lot of wedding showers. And Artie and I go to these wedding showers, and we are so beautifully accepted, and everybody is like, oh my God, this was such a great idea. So if you girls out there are, oh, you're maid of honors, if you are looking for something different for your bride, you might want to think of giving us a call and having a psychic medium party, and people will just absolutely be floored. They'll love it. It's going over like hotcakes, guys.
Yeah, only one time somebody asked me, so what do you think? Do you think this couple's going to last? Oh, sure. Of course. See, like, that's a loaded question.
I know. You know, and you can have boundaries too. Like I would set boundaries. I wouldn't ask. I mean, I wouldn't answer anything that has to do with the bride and groom. I mean, that is in God's hands, and I would not put any kind of whammy if it wasn't going to, because you never know what can happen. People have free will. That's the only thing I would not bring up. However, this has been for maid of honors? Yes, maids of honors. This has been such a success.
It has been. Yeah, yeah, I've been hired for to do bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
I've been hired to do, you know, what's that?
The shower.
And stuff. Yeah, the shower.
The shower.
Listen to the New Yorker.
And he brings soap.
That's right. You know, a little dancing, a little reading. Everybody's happy.
I'm telling you. But honestly, because, you know, even myself, when I was going and, you know, putting together my daughter's stuff, for their wedding, their maids of honor said, you know, I'm just so sick of the same old stuff. And you know, with the games at the tables and the playing and the this and the that, what could we do? What could we do that's different? So I said, how about if I just give readings? And it went over so amazingly. And since then, I have been, and Artie have been contracted out to do tremendous amounts of parties. So give us a call, folks.
Yeah, don't be afraid. All right. Well, listen, stick around. We're going to wrap up this segment and we're going to be right back for another hour. So don't go too far away.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.